on the radar. Yesterday's high 85, the low was 61, sunset at 8:29 this evening. From the NexTier Bank studios of WISR, I'm Pat Parker reporting. More local news on our website, butlerradio.com, and on Alexa devices with the Butler Radio News skill.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Mularkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn. 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mularkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn. Summertime at its peak, huh? Well, it's one of those days where the temperature started to climb early. We're already up into the 80s. Got that August haze out there. Yeah, summertime. Later on the program today, we'll have guests visiting with us from the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. But first of all, here in the studio are several members of the cast of the upcoming Sing Hosanna summer production of Christmas in August. Ralph Christie Jr. is here, the founder of Sing Hosanna and the director. Christmas in August, Ralph. I've heard of Christmas in July. You know, they do that on the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah. Right.
You're having it a month later, huh?
We are. We decided to not do the rush with all the July people and go in August. And after a day of 88 today, I think we're ready for Christmas in August.
I think so. You've done this summer show for several years now, have you?
Oh, our dinner theater we've done probably for 20 years now. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. We usually average maybe around 100 to 130 people attending. And it's we do a full course meal, and then we do raffling of baskets valued at $50. And then we end with a production, and this one's called Christmas Choir. It's about a choir that they're really not singers, and including the director. They were asked to put this presentation together in the concerts in 2 days. So everybody's more concerned about their own individuality and not so much about the choir. The director, the only reason he was picked was he was a football referee, so he has a whistle that will keep everybody under control. So that's why he got the job.
Well, let's meet some of the cast members here. We'll go around the table. Let's see. Anya Mashmeyer is with us. Anya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What part do you play in this show?
I play Georgia.
A member of the choir, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So is there a plot to this show other than just songs, Anya?
Well, it starts out with pretty much you see how bad this choir is, and you realize that they're not really a team. They have no drive to work together. They just care more about their individual motives. But as you go through the show, you see how they start to learn about what it really means, the song they're singing, and they learn how to portray it better and work as a cohesive group.
One for all and all for one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Also with us is Jordan Davis. Hi, Jordan. How are you?
Great. How are you?
What part are you playing?
I play Charlotte.
And who is Charlotte?
She is a wannabe writer, and she has a very bad attitude with the rest of the group.
Is she a good singer?
No.
Is anybody a good singer in this choir?
They all think that they're great, but in reality, no.
They're lousy.
Yes.
They can't carry a tune.
Correct.
Let's talk also with Duke Loring. Duke, nice to have you here today.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Obviously, I guess everybody's a choir member, right, in the show?
That is correct. And if you've ever spent any time in a choir, whether it be a church choir or otherwise, then you will really appreciate this show, which I have spent some time in a choir. So
there are the classic choir members that we meet through the course of the show?
That is correct. I play the senior most member of the choir, along with my sister Gladys, and we make it a point to remind all of the other members of the choir that we are the senior members throughout the skit. So it's really going to be a good time, a lot of good laughs, a lot of good humor, as you can expect, comes out of choir practice.
So you're not going to take any back talk from the younger whippersnappers, huh?
Well, that is correct. Whippersnappers is an appropriate word, but you know, it's quite a collection of different personalities and different age ranges of the choir members. So it makes for a good mix.
Let's talk also with Devin Cups. Devin, nice to have you here. Good to talk with you.
Good to be here.
And obviously another choir member. What's the name of your character?
I am Paul.
And who is Paul?
Paul is a laid-back kind of guy.
I need you to get close to that microphone for me. That's it.
Paul is kind of like a laid-back type of guy. He kind of a criminal.
A criminal. You have some interesting people in this choir, right?
We certainly do.
You got a bossy older senior member. You got a criminal.
And why are you in the choir?
Cause they there was I was forced to be there.
Well, that happens, you know, when you're a criminal. You got to do what other people tell you to do. Yeah.
He had a choice of being in a choir or what else was it?
It was the choice of being in a choir or doing community service.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a movie like that called The Dirty Dozen where they recruited. It was a World War II movie.
Oh, yeah.
All these guys were in
That's
prison.
Right, you're right, yeah.
You can volunteer to come on the suicide mission or you can stay in jail. So not much of a choice, really. Let's talk a little bit about the music. I'm assuming that there are lots of songs here, right?
There is. We've actually divided it into two parts. So the first part is the choir rehearsals leading up to the concert. The second part is the concert. So the choir does sing about 8 songs, some secular, some religious. And by the end of the show, miraculously, they sound pretty good.
It all comes together, huh?
It does.
Who plays the director, or are you doing that?
No, I'm not. A young man named Michael Traverso. And he's just a fun guy to work with. He's unsure of himself, and he tries to lead the choir. And finally, they turn the tables on him and say, "Well, Michael, we haven't heard you sing yet." So he starts to sing and starts out very meekly and kind of likes it and kind of sounds pretty good. So by the end of the song, it's a Broadway number.
And you say he was selected according to the plot of the show because he had a whistle?
That's correct. Yeah, he was a football referee. He's an accountant by day, and this referee and the committee decided who can they get. Well, he had the whistle, so the committee thought that he would be able to control the group, which he can't.
What about tickets for this event, which is coming up, by the way, folks? Not this weekend, but it'll be the following weekend.
Yeah. Saturday, August the 17th. We're only doing one session. We used to do 2, but it's at 12 noon. You have to have reserved tickets to get in. It's at St. Peter's Parish Hall on Franklin Street, a beautiful site to do these kind of productions. And May's Music Shop right now have tickets. The ticket costs are $22 per adult and $7 per child.
That includes your meal, right?
It does, yes.
Full course meal, yeah.
Yep. We are having ambrosia salad, ham loaf, baked potato with all the fillings, green beans, some rolls, some holiday cookies, and beverages.
Talk a little bit more with the cast members here. Anya, have you done Sing Hosanna productions in the past, or will this be your first time?
I've been doing Sing Hosanna for about 4 years, and this will be my third dinner theater.
Oh, wow. Where do you go to school, Anya?
I go to Seneca Valley.
And when school bells ring in a couple of weeks, what grade will you be in?
I am going to be a freshman.
Ah, ninth, is that still ninth grade? Because the designations are all different now. You know, you got middle school, intermediate school, I never know what it is. So you'll be in ninth grade?
Yes, that's correct.
When is the first day of school, by the way, in Seneca Valley?
I am sorry to say that I do not know.
Aren't you happy that I brought it up? That's just that's the thing you really want to think about, right?
Yeah, I prefer not to think about it.
Yeah. So you've done other shows such as what?
Well, my first show I did with Singers Anna was Seussical, and a few favorites I've been in is like The Little Mermaid, and I just did Joseph.
How did you get involved? Were you a singer at a very young age when you were in elementary school?
My parents are pretty focused on music. My mom does a lot with our church choir, coincidentally, and she teaches piano. So I've always played a lot of music throughout my childhood. And then I just had a few friends that invited me to do it, and I thought it would be fun. I started it, and, well, I'm still here. So,
do you sing in a choir at school?
Yeah, I'm in the Seneca Valley Women's Chorus.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever sing in a church choir?
I do. I sing at the St. Fidelis Choir.
Then you know all about this, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
This choir stuff. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit with Jordan Davis, who portrays Charlotte. How many people are in this choir, by the way? We've got four of them here in the studio with us. Is it humongous, like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with 100 people, or what do we have, Jordan?
There's about 12 in it, and then when we start singing, that takes probably up to about 15, 16.
What, other people magically appear, or what?
Well, some people weren't there for rehearsals, and they just decided to come in for the performance.
I see, yes. Well, tell us, Jordan, have you done previous shows with the Singers on?
Yes, I have.
What have you done?
I've done Willy Wonka. I've done Mary Poppins. My very first Singers on a show was Oliver. That was most memorable, I could say.
So you've done quite a bit for your age, right?
Yes.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Butler Senior High.
Do you know when school starts this fall?
I do. It starts August 29th.
Wow. Everybody starts before Labor Day now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, it used to be nobody started before Labor Day.
There's one school that starts really early. It's like the 15th or something. I think it might be Portersville.
Mm-hmm.
Really early.
So we're coming down to the last few weeks of summer vacation, huh?
Yeah.
What grade will you be in, Jordan, when school resumes in late August?
I will be a junior this year.
Junior, hmm?
Yes.
So what building do you go to in the Butler? Is that in the senior high building?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit with Duke. Duke, you're out of school, I'm assuming.
Yes, I graduated a couple of years ago, like 35.
Just kidding.
So I don't know when school starts.
Have you done other shows with Sing Hosanna?
I have. I've done Beauty and the Beast, Tarzan, The Choice, and I always seem to be cast as somebody that's either trying to get rid of someone or someone's trying to get rid of me. So always the bad guy, but I'm looking forward to this to get in touch with my comedic side.
Mm-hmm. Have you been a singer all of your life, Duke?
No, I sing in the choir at the Community Alliance Church. I participate in that. I do some other things, you know, acting and different things with local productions and commercials and informational public service as well. So it's something that's been in my blood for a long time. I really enjoy working with this group because I see the young kids and it's just so encouraging. I was in all the school plays and, you know, and then there was a long period in my life where I was uninvolved and I was out in the working world, and so it really wasn't a big part of my life, but I try to encourage any of them that I form a relationship with to pursue if it's something that's really a passion for you, because everybody that participates with Sing Hosanna, you can tell when you go and see the shows, they have a passion for what they're doing up there. Everybody loves to play a character other than themselves every day. So
how'd you find out about this group?
I had some acquaintances that had done some shows with them, and it was suggested that I go for an audition, and I believe the first show I believe I did was The Choice, and somebody had to play Caiaphas, which is was a really bad guy, and Ralph loved me. He said, "You seem like a bad guy." So
he doesn't look like Caiaphas to me.
With the right costuming, he did.
it's just a pleasure to work with him. It really is. I have the utmost respect for a guy like Ralph that really is, nurtures these young people and brings them along and helps them to hone their craft. And I just, it's really encouraging to me as a father of two to see, you know, the young kids are really getting involved in this and really, really taking it seriously and putting their best foot forward.
Caiaphas, as in the New Testament and the Passion of Christ, is that what show was that anyway?
That was The Choice.
The Choice?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of our religious shows that we did.
And I played the Clayton in Tarzan, which again was trying to exterminate the apes, and I also played in Beauty and the Beast. I was
Gaston.
Gaston, which was another troublemaker.
Yeah, but that's a fun part.
It was a great part.
It was my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people say, you know, to play the villain, that they have much more fun playing the villain than they do the hero. So.
Now, this is Build, Christmas Choir, the show that Sing Hosanna is going to be presenting on Saturday, August 17th. It's billed as a comedy.
It is a comedy. Every other line is a laugh line. It's very, very, very funny.
But a lot of music, too.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a musical, right?
Yeah, we added music to it. It wasn't started as a musical. We added some music to it.
Familiar Christmas carols, you mean, or some other stuff?
The audience will be singing along. Yeah, yeah. And within the show, the basic song that they do through the whole show and try to get correct is "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear." And three-fourths of the way through the show, the church has hired this young minister who's a little bit out there. And he finds out the choir's having a hard time doing it, and then he tries to explain why the song was so important, and slowly the choir starts understanding the meaning of the song, and by the end of the act one, they're doing pretty well with the song.
Who plays that young minister?
Tyler Pollock.
And did we mention who plays the director? I'm sorry if I...
Michael Traverso.
I missed that, yeah.
Who also, his part is Michael, so it's the same name.
Do you have a soundtrack that you sing to? Or?
No, we have we'll have our keyboard there, so they'll sing to the keyboard.
So who doesn't know "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear"? I mean, how could you have trouble learning that song?
Well, it's not so much the words they're having trouble with, it's the tune.
I mean, you guys knew that song, didn't you? You sing that at Christmas time, right? And listen to that? No? Come on. You never heard
of
that Christmas? You never heard of that Christmas car before?
The challenge is to sing it poorly, which is what they do.
Well, listen, that's interesting because it's a lot harder to sing off key when you're really trying to. Duke is shaking his head, right? Because the struggle is all usually to sing on key,
yeah, that's true,
you know,
yeah.
To sing as nice as you can. Yeah. Are all the songs done in ensemble style? I mean, are there solos? Or?
We have some verses that we give to other people. We have some young kids coming in, and they'll be taking some verses. One of our favorites, Little Drummer Boy, will be doing that. Jingle Bells, the kids are having a good time with that. Deck the Halls, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, Silent Night. So it's all songs that people will know.
I can see Devin Cups being a little drummer boy. He's kind of, he's got that look about him. Yeah, yeah.
Like a perfect drummer boy.
Have you had fun doing this, Devin? Have you done the Sing Hosanna shows in the past?
I have. I've been doing Sing Hosanna now for 8 years.
Wow.
And my first show was Peter Pan. And my favorite one was Oliver.
That's a good show. They're both good shows.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Sing Hosanna as a family organization, Ralph. It seems to me that down through the years, down through the decades, actually, you've had family participation. In fact, in many shows, you've had family members on stage together.
Three generations.
Mm-hmm. Three generations.
Three generations, yeah. Many, many times.
Wow.
This is we're celebrating our 40th year this year.
That can't be. 40 years.
40 years.
How did you get the idea to start the Sing Hosanna group?
Well, I was the organist choir director at a small country church called North Butler Presbyterian Church. And we had a sister church, the East Butler Presbyterian Church. So I asked the North Butler choir if they would be interested in doing a cantata. Everybody said, "What's a cantata?" They didn't have any idea. So we went together with East Butler, and that's how it started. Was we started with an Easter cantata, and then what happened was throughout Butler County, a lot of other small country churches who had singers who sang in the church choir, but they were looking for something more challenging, had heard about us. So within a couple of years, we had over 100 people singing in the choir. And that lasted for a good long time, mm-hmm. good 15, 18 years.
And then you gradually morphed into doing Broadway material?
We did the cantatas, and then we moved into Christmas plays and then Christmas musicals, and then we moved into the Broadway musicals. And our first one we did was The Sound of Music at the junior high school.
It's a big step to doing a full-fledged Broadway musical.
Yeah.
Now, do you have costumes for this show, Christmas Choir?
Well, this was an easy one to cast because they're all
everybody wore choir robes, right?
They will, yeah. At some point in time, they will. But they're all professional people, so they can get their own costumes. Georgia here is a insurance lady, so she's constantly trying to sell insurance to the choir people or make sure they have insurance. So.
Mm-hmm. Always selling, huh? Always selling. A little bit about Sing Hosanna, as Ralph said. He's the founder and director. You've directed every show, right?
I have.
Down through the years?
I have.
Are you prepared or able to announce your fall selection yet, your fall show?
We are. We have auditions coming up, and we're pleased to announce that we are doing Disney's Newsies, the Broadway musical. So we will be the first in this area to be doing it. And those auditions are at the end of August, August 19th and 20th.
When does the show go up?
The show is in November, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. At the Suck Up Theater.
I've never seen that show. It's not brand new, but it's not all that old
it's
either.
It's fairly new, yeah.
What's it about?
It's based on the film Newsies that Disney did, and I think it was the first role for Christian Bale.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's an old movie.
I mean, Newsies, is that news reporters or newspaper boys or what?
Newspaper boys, yeah. It's about the strike in New York City where all the newspaper boys went on strike because their money was cut. So it was kind of they formed their own union, and it was all these kids between 10 and 18 years old, and they got all the different neighborhoods in New York City to cooperate with them, and it brought everything to a stop because people had newspapers in those days. What else? Mm-hmm. No TV. So they Pulitzer, who owned the newspaper in New York City, he gave in and gave them a raise then.
Is anybody in the general public welcome to audition for roles in the Sing Hosanna show?
How we always do it is if you want to be in the ensemble, you do not have to try out. If you want a lead part, you'd have to try out then.
Mm-hmm. And auditions will be at the end of August?
Yeah. 19th and 20th.
Oh, okay.
It's a Monday and a Tuesday.
Not too far down the road, a couple of weeks down the road.
It is, And if people want information on that, they can telephone 724-586-0042, which is our theater number.
Seems like November is a long way off. Do you have a lighter rehearsal schedule for a while before you really get down to...
We'll go from the dinner theater, and I'll start right into... Well, I've been working on Newsies for a couple months now.
Is this a tough show to do? I'm interested that no other amateur group that I know of in the area has even attempted it. Or maybe it's just been released. I don't know.
I'd say it's been out for maybe 3 or 4 years. We had a hard time getting it. We applied for over 2 years to try to get it. Someone just did it in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Musical Theater just did it in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that an equity group? I'm not sure.
It is, yeah. But they have students there also. Mm-hmm. A lot of people from Butler County go into those classes down there.
The way this works, folks, is that if there's a show that's running on Broadway, it will not be released for amateur production because they want the professional companies to make all they can out of it.
Right.
And when it's kind of run its course on Broadway, and in some cases run its course on touring companies, then, and only then, will the licensing companies release it for amateur use.
Correct,
so.
Yeah. And if there's a touring company out there, they take it off. Nobody can rent it until that tour is done then.
Mm-hmm. And licensing company, yes, you have to pay fees to get
very expensive fees.
Royalties in order to do this, or they won't allow you to rent the music or anything else.
They're
right?
up to about, they can be as high as $5,000, yeah. $6,000.
Newer shows generally higher, like Newsies, for example?
Disney shows seems to be a little more expensive than other shows.
Mm-hmm. Rodgers and Hammerstein's always expensive, too. Even though those two guys have been dead for a long time, their families are still picking up those royalties. Well, Newsies, I'll be anxious to see that one in the fall.
Yeah, a lot of athletic kind of moves in it, a lot of powerful dancing in it. So we would do the best we can do with not having a dance core with us.
Mm-hmm. What about this show, Christmas Choir, Duke? Any dancing that you got to do in this?
No dancing, a lot of stumbling around, though.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's kind of tough to
dance. There was a lot of dancing in Beauty and the Beast. This show, though, being more of a dinner theater show, it's more condensed, and so you don't get a lot of the dance numbers, but plenty of activity and moving around and jostling, the things that we do to get the laughs, and hit our spots for those laughs. So. It's going to be a good show. I really encourage anybody to come out and see it. It'll really make for a nice afternoon.
Jordan, have you done a comedy before?
Yeah, we've done a couple comedies.
It's a little bit different because you have to make sure that you kind of figure out where the laugh lines are going to be, and you have to pause. You know, you don't want to step on a good laugh, so it's sometimes hard to do.
We've brought in some people already just to kind of fill that in so that people, cast will kind of know when to pause.
Anya's shaking her head, so she must have done this before. She knows what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I just understand like the whole thing that if something's funny, you don't want to like stop the audience from enjoying it. And I mean, it is hard sometimes to find what parts the audience will find funny, because when you've rehearsed a show, you hear it every day, you hear it three times a week, and sometimes you don't fully understand what parts someone who hasn't seen it before will find completely hilarious. So you always have to be aware when doing a comedy, too, which I find interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the great things about doing a live show, though. You know,
it's
a bit of an adventure, no matter how much you've prepared. You're never quite sure what's going to happen. And then sometimes somebody forgets a line or forgets a lyric, and then you're really having an adventure, huh?
Why did you look at Duke when you said
that? Duke was shaking his head, so I figured.
Sometimes those are the spots that get the biggest laugh. So it's, you know, but we've all done this enough and worked with one another enough that, you know, and as actors, you know, you just move it along. You know, you get through that and nothing comes to a halt, and the show must go on, as they say.
Anybody who's been on stage will have experienced that to one extent or another. I once was watching a show in Pittsburgh, Equity Company, so paid actor. It was a one-man show. So nobody else on stage, nobody to help you. And this actor, he's a pretty well-known Pittsburgh actor, lost it. And he had no idea where he was. And he just rambled around. He walked around. He talked a bunch of nonsense for about 3 minutes until he finally was able to, you know, figure out where he was in the show, and he picked it back up again. So it happens to even the pros, you know. Once again, as we wrap up here, Ralph Christie, ticket information for a Christmas Choir.
For the show, you do have to have a ticket. You just can't come to the door and come in.
Well, that's because you have to know how many dinners to make,
yeah,
right?
We actually make our own food. So you can get tickets at May's Music Shop, and the tickets have to be in. The deadline for tickets is August the 14th, which is Wednesday prior to the show. The show is the 17th of August. You have to have your reservations by August the 14th. And the show... Uh, the The session takes place at 12 noon. We'll be there for a couple of hours. St. Peter's Parish Hall. A delicious full-course meal. Raffling of about 22 baskets. And then we will be doing the show called The Christmas Choir.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a good show. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Anya and Jordan and Devin and Duke, good to have you all here today.
Appreciate it.
We'll take a break. When we come back, more of the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. Back right after these words. In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Goin Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back, go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time from trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels. With Goin Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. So I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Goin Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex, your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Goin Postal Butler.
Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, the only executive-level fitness center in Butler, providing a clean, unintimidating environment with modern equipment and a full-time staff to assist you. A proud partner of the Silver Sneakers and Prime Networks, Applewood offers classes like Silver Sneakers, Pyo, and high-intensity interval training. Open daily, the fitness center has flexible membership options and discounts for students, military, and paid EMS employees. See more at applewoodchiro.com. Must have valid student or military ID or proof of EMS employment for discount.
I'm Dr. Megan Miller, a primary care sports medicine specialist at Tri Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers. Whether it's a 5K or a full marathon, runners are as active as ever in these summer months. As a runner myself, I know how to treat the specific injuries, sprains, and strains you may experience on your journey. You can count on me to provide top-notch sports medicine care and get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit tririversmsk.com or call 1-866-874-7444.
Welcome back, good friends. Great to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program on a Tuesday, a summer Tuesday in early August. It's got that look and feel about it, too. Up into the 80s already, we got the hazy sunshine. Stan Kosciuszko, that's August around
it's
here, isn't
back.
It?
Yeah, it was foggy this morning.
Last week or so, we've had several foggy days.
It's been foggy.
And that's typical, too, of this time of year.
You get a lot I love of, it.
So do I. I do.
It's been a wonderful weekend. It was warm. And
they had the regatta at the Marine State Park. They couldn't have asked for better weather.
Yes. Yeah. They had a full weekend of beautiful weather.
Yes.
Stan Kosciuszko's here. Stan is the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, and we also have some other folks here that are involved with an upcoming event, the ladies' golf outing. Karen Brackett's here. Karen, good to see you. It always is.
Good to see you. It's always nice to come and chat about all the upcoming events for the chamber.
Also with us is Nadine Tripodi. Nadine, nice to have you here as well.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here and glad to be talking about the outing as well.
Are both of you involved with organizing the ladies' golf outing?
Yes, we are, hand in hand with a few other ladies.
It's guaranteed to be fun.
Nadine, I need you to get a little closer to that microphone for me. There we go. That's great. Do you play golf, Nadine?
Well, you could call it that, yes. I love to. I love to be out there and on the course.
You
and,
look like a golfer.
Absolutely enjoy it.
Yeah. So what's the date for the ladies' golf outing this year?
Well, the ladies' golf outing this year, we completely revamped at the committee. To my left, decided since it was the 25th anniversary outing, this is the 25th year for the ladies' golf outing.
Wow.
And as far as I know, we're the only chamber that does a ladies' outing, and there aren't too many ladies' golf outings.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, Stan, let's treat these wonderful women who have been kind to us all these years, and let's move it to the Butler Country Club. So that's what we did. So we're kind of elevating the location of course, the course. You've golfed at the Butler Country Club.
Elevating the difficulty, too, I might point out.
Elevating the difficulty, but enhancing the fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be on Monday, August 19th, which is coming up, and it will be at the Butler Country Club.
Is there still time for late entries?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody's welcome. We have a total of 74 golfers at the
74,
moment.
74, yeah.
And have room for more.
Which is fabulous. And, you know, the foursome is only $600. Or, you know, if you prefer to come by yourself, we can team you up with someone, and it's $150 per golfer. If anyone's interested out there, they can contact the chamber at 724-283-2222 or Jennifer at butlercountychamber.com.
Now, the Butler County Chamber of Commerce has had a regular golf outing for many, many years, but it's kind of nice to have one where just the ladies participate.
Yeah, we've had a regular outing for 63 years, continuous for 63 years, and the regular outing has become very much mixed. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of mixed foursomes, men mm-hmm. and women, which is nice. We like to see the chamber members mingle. And that's our annual outing. This one is exclusively for the ladies because they like to golf together. You know, there are different rules, different tees for the ladies. And it's a chance for them to escape their place of business and to commiserate with other like-minded businesswomen. Now, the nice thing is a lot of the businesses have started sponsoring the ladies' outing years ago. And this is a sexist commentary, I guess. But for the annual outing, no problem. The chamber members, boom, sent in their foursomes. When it was for the ladies, the poor ladies, the employees had to beg to have that sponsored, and a lot of them in the past just paid on their own. But now businesses are thinking, well, I better, these women bring a lot of business into my company, mm-hmm. so let me pay for them.
Well, that's the way it is across the country, thank goodness.
Yes. Thank goodness.
You know, right. We're finally getting to the stage where we realize the importance of women in business and their contributions. They were making contributions a long time ago, Nadine, but it wasn't recognized as much, right?
I would agree with that, but I think, you know, there have been so many initiatives to help level the playing field, and I think that it's always amazing when you go from being a single representation to the diversity that, you know, women and, you know, other minorities bring to the table. It makes a huge difference mm-hmm. in the opinions that are expressed and, you know, just the ideas that come forward. Mm-hmm. We've experienced that in our business and in some of the organizations that I belong to nationally. So I think it's been a great revelation, and it's been fun to be a part of it and to see the evolution.
What's your business, Nadine?
We are manufacturing a lot of printed electronics and for user interfaces, a lot of wearable printed electronics. So we design and manufacture them right here in Butler County.
One of the feathers in your cap recently was the design of... It was something that was worn by the U.S. athletes at the Olympic Games, right?
Well, it was a heater for the U.S. Olympic athletes in the last Winter Olympics. So now I think for the Butler ladies golf outing, we should really look at some kind of cooling mechanism to print inside. Our next goal.
Which you are working on, right?
That'd be great.
I can remember we chatted... when was the last Winter Olympics anyway? It was 2 years ago?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Because when I heard about what you had manufactured, the components that you had manufactured here in Butler, I didn't realize you could have a heated jacket to begin with.
Well, I think heated jackets have been around. I think the key was to make them comfortable, wearable, washable, and, you know, something that could be available, not just something so unique that only some very select groups would be able to participate and have that type of a garment.
Did you get any feedback following the Olympics?
Absolutely. I mean, it was amazing, the response that we got, and our marketing team at Butler Tech did an amazing job of getting the word out. And we've got so many inquiries for things, you know, for wearables, which, you know, we refer to any kind of a garment conductive printing as a wearable, but things like sensors that go into garments to sense heart rate and respiration and muscle activity, and a lot of those kind of garments are used in the athletic training world, you know, whether it be like NFL or some of the NBA, NHL. It's been an exciting journey for us, and we continue to look forward to all the challenges.
I'm betting there are some listeners that probably aren't even familiar with your company or know that it's in Butler. Where are you located?
Well, we're actually on West Wayne Street. We're two blocks behind the Ford dealer on Main Street.
I know where you are.
So we're kind of hidden back in there, but it's a nice area, a great neighborhood for our business, and it's just been a wonderful location for us all these years.
When I first heard about wearable items that you were preparing, I once had a pair of heated hunting socks.
Okay.
And I'm talking, 25, 30 years ago. They had wires in them, kind of like... I know.
Oh, no. Like a heated blanket.
It gets funny.
Well, at least it wasn't a match.
like an electric blanket, which have been, there were electric blankets when I was a kid. Uh-huh. They had wires in them, and there was a little plastic snap case at the top of the sock where you put two batteries in, okay? Yes. You put in two, the AA batteries, and that supposedly powered the wires and kept your feet going. It didn't work. They were the dumbest things in the world. First of all, you had these batteries hanging on your calf, and they didn't heat you. So when I first heard about what your company was doing, that was the first thing that popped into my mind. And little did I know how high-tech we've gone these days. Conductive printing.
Correct.
Yeah. Talk about that. What does that mean for
inks
people?
Inks that carry a current. So a lot of the products that we traditionally make are called membrane switches, and those are like the touch panel that you have on a microwave oven.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is accomplished through a print and cutting technology, just layering different elements to basically print it, put some snap domes in it, and plug it into a circuit board. And it helps to control whether it be a microwave, an instrument, an appliance. A lot of industrial accounts use them in there. Even the medical device industry uses a lot of them.
Far cry from the AA batteries and the wires in my electric socks, I
absolutely
guess. Well, I'm pleased. I was hoping that you'd get, your business would get a bit of a boost from the Olympics.
We absolutely did. It's been a great recognition and certainly is guiding us in different directions that we probably never would have imagined.
Hmm. And Nadine got to meet Ralph Lauren.
Really?
No, I didn't.
He designed the uniforms. But you can go down there and tour. Nadine will give you a personal tour if you want to go down there.
Yeah, we actually have one of the jackets there. Mm-hmm. So
it is. I may take you up on that. It's fascinating what they do. The signs they do. Their business cards are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love their business cards, and they do some signs as a favor for the chamber for our annual dinner and different logo signs, and they're spectacular. So, and her design team is nice, and Nadine's son now, Tristan, has come into the family business, and he's become actively involved with the young professionals. And
how big is your business? How many employees, roughly? I mean,
I just found out this morning we have 70. I keep saying 67, but I guess we kind of slid three more in there that
you're
I
growing,
wasn't aware
yeah.
of. Yes, yeah. I have to learn three more new names.
We'll take a break and chat more with our guests here on It's Your Turn on WISR in just a moment. One of our sponsors, Butler Motor Tours. You know, they've got some great trip ideas coming up for you as we head into very late summer and into the autumn. How about a trip to Mackinac Island and the Grand Hotel in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
Let's
I've
go.
Never
yeah,
been there.
Go.
I've heard it's a lot beautiful. About it.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That's the place where there are no motorized vehicles allowed, right?
Golf carts.
Yeah, or bicycles.
Yeah. A lot of wealthy people up there.
Mm-hmm. It's a three-day trip up and back, September 25th through the 27th. Get details online at the website of Butler Motor Tours. It's butlerbus.com. They've also got a trip in late September up to Cape Cod and other parts of New England. You could go to Maine and ride the trains in Maine in September. And it's not too late in early September to take a trip to Ocean City, Maryland, to the boardwalk and the shore. Many other trips available, too. The best way to check it out is to browse next time you're online through their website, butlerbus.com. All the trips are there, the dates, the itinerary, and the cost, and so on and so forth. Butler Motor Tours, for more than 75 years here in our area. Local company, South Monroe Street in Butler, online at butlerbus.com, butlerbus.com. Back to talk more with our guests right after these words.
Concordia Visiting Nurses is a Medicare-certified home health agency offering services provided by healthcare professionals like registered and licensed practical nurses, physical, speech, and occupational therapists, home health aides, and many more. We also provide specialty services like palliative care and telehealth monitoring. If you're in need of home health care, choose Concordia Visiting Nurses. Call toll-free at 1-877-352-6200.
Everyone's trying to beat the heat, so why bring it into your kitchen? There's no need to slave over a hot stove when you can go to Michael's Restaurant. They're cooking burgers, hoagies, pizzas, soups, and salads to feed the entire family. So relax, stay cool, and take the family to Michael's Restaurant, Route 422 in Butler.
Welcome back, guests with us. Stan Kosciuszko, president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, and others here, and Nadine and Karen. And talking about upcoming chamber activities. Your Celebrate Business Luncheon, Stan, is coming up?
It's a dinner, Celebrate Business Dinner, and that's on Tuesday, September 10th at the Robert Smith Center on the campus of SRU.
That's only about a month away.
It's only a month away, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, I guess that's my big night. That's when we showcase the chamber and all the chamber's accomplishments. And we give out two awards. We give an Entrepreneur of the Year award, the William A. Morgan. And then we give a Chamber Business Champion. And we decide to name it after David Lloyd, mm-hmm. who passed away and was a chair of the board and also a real philanthropist. He also founded the CDC, David Lloyd.
Didn't know that. Community Development Corporation.
Yeah. Yeah, he founded it in 1951.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was the founder. He was on the chamber board. He was the youngest chamber chair ever, and it was the year he was the chair of the chamber, and they decided, they had an economic development committee, he decided it should be a whole separate 501c3, and so that's when they gave birth to the CDC.
Hmm.
Chamber has started a lot of good things. We started the CDC, we started tourism, we started leadership, we started our foundation, the youth leadership, young professionals, mm-hmm. so my board is very quick to take on a new idea, mm-hmm. Because we have a lot of business and community support. And then if somebody else wants to run with it, we're more than happy to help them run with it.
Mm-hmm. So. David Lloyd, a businessman with foresight, founding the CDC, and of course a long-time staple on Main Street downtown.
Oh, gosh. And such a nice man.
Yeah.
Such a real nice man. And he and I had a common love of Moscow mules made with Grey Goose vodka.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I used to get into Pittsburgh to buy the ginger beer because there was a certain ginger beer that I had gotten him that he liked. So I had a special bond with David Lloyd. And he was a nice guy. But this year, that inaugural named award, is we're giving it to the County of Butler, to the Board of Commissioners.
Well, that's interesting.
Because my board, the past chairs, the advisory committee, and the nominating committee felt that our current Board of Commissioners has been the single most positive influence on the business climate in Butler County today. And so we're really pleased to honor them this year, super pleased. So it's kind of an atypical organization to give, but the county is a big business. They have a lot of employees. They employ 700 people.
Mm-hmm.
They really feed the economy, and they also help the economy.
Yes, and one of the things that they've done most recently is, and talk about foresight, trying to get that Route 228 highway across the southern tier of Butler County widened, and they've had great success.
Yeah, they've had great success. Now, they didn't get the federal grants that they were looking for, but they did get the state money. And they presented a unified front. They went to Washington. They met with the cabinet transportation department. And so they don't expect somebody else to do their work for them. They actually do it themselves. They go to Harrisburg. They go to Washington. And they also hired the chief of economic development and planning, which the chamber had done a study and said that's what you need in Butler County. They were very adamant about making sure that that position existed. And so there is a unified plan, hence the collaborative, the Butler County Collaborative. And I think Mark Gordon was on here at one point.
He was, yes.
Talking about the collaborative. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that, once again, was a study that the chamber did in 2009. Mm-hmm. And this Board of Commissioners adopted that. Butler County Community College did another study in 2015, which gave the same results. And so that was an affirmation that the original study was good. Now, the Entrepreneur of the Year, which we named after Bill Morgan, William A. Morgan Jr. Entrepreneur of the Year, this year we're giving it to Tom Taylor from Fairground Market. Well-deserving.
Nice.
He started that from nothing. It was just a little deli and store, and he started it. Now, Nadine, 4 years ago, was selected as the Entrepreneur of the Year. So that's why I wanted to have Nadine talk about a little bit what that meant to her, maybe. But she was the William A. Morgan Entrepreneur of the Year. And the nice part was, following her was Lisa Gard, Specialized Staffing. So Nadine got to present the award to Lisa Gard. And then after Lisa Gard, it was Moses, Merrill Moses. And then last year was Nancy Reeder from Hearth and Home. So Nancy will get to present it this year to Tom Taylor at Fairground Market.
It's quite an honor, Nadine, to be selected as an honoree a few years ago.
Quite unexpected, totally. Mm-hmm. And, you know I've told the story often, but when the gentleman came, came to present the, or tell me that I was nominated or selected for the award, I didn't believe him. I thought, boy, we get some really crazy people coming to our front door trying to sell things. I wonder what he's really trying to sell.
You're like Ed McMahon coming and saying you're the winner of the Publisher's Clearinghouse Sweepstakes.
Yeah, absolutely, same. But no,
it was Tom Graham.
Graham.
Yeah, it
is really quite an honor. And even more enjoyable was the next year, being able to be part of the selection committee for the next person, and being able to announce to them, or to let them know that they were, Lisa Gard was going to be the awardee that year. So that's a really unique way to treat awards, and being able to go from one business person to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes stronger connections in the business community and an awful lot of goodwill.
And hey, Karen Brackett, that's what the Chamber of Commerce is all about, stronger connection in the business community.
Absolutely, and we are very fortunate to have so many businesses in the area that support the Chamber, not only through, you know, sponsorships, but, you know, participation and making the community a greater place to live, work, and play.
Mm-hmm. This award is named after the late William Morgan Jr. Bill Morgan, did you know Bill Morgan? Did you ever get a chance to meet him?
I did meet him one time, and it's ironic because the Morgan Center is now the Next Tier Center, which we will all be moving sometime in late September, early October.
Karen is Vice President of Next Tier Bank and current chair of the...
She's my immediate past chair, but we're going to have to find her a title because I'm not going to let her go next year.
And honestly, I don't want to go. I really enjoy working with the Chamber and working with so many of the businesses. You know, we talked to Nadine about her award, but I just have to give her a kudos, too, because Butler Technology does a lot to support the business community and the Chamber. So we are greatly appreciated. And she's a friend.
Yeah. Thank you.
Definitely, Dave. We're so fortunate at the Chamber because we have, I guess it's like a business family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not competitive. We all get along. We work together on projects. the businesses, I encourage them to help each other out, to network and help each other out. Mm-hmm. Now, our annual dinner, I go to a lot of different annual dinners for different organizations, and they're always like, you get their invitation and it's, oh, ABC is going to be the guest speaker. Our chamber doesn't need a guest speaker because our accomplishments and our businesses are what we want to promote. We do the leadership graduation, which is just a premier program. We recognize the professionals who have graduated from leadership. We honor the award recipients, the entrepreneur, the business of the year. And my board chair gets up and talks about what that year being chair meant to them. So, you know, it's a time for us to showcase our Chamber of Commerce, not to hear a guest speaker. Not that I have anything against guest speakers, mm-hmm. but there's a time and a place for that. And this is really our evening to promote that. Yeah.
Well, it's most appropriate that the Entrepreneur of the Year Award is named in honor of the late William A. Morgan. I did not know Bill Morgan early on in my career, but we did get to know each other quite a bit in later years, and he was a great guy. I mean, he had all of these great innovative ideas mm-hmm. that I gradually learned about as I got to know him better.
I had the same positive opportunity. Bill and I had become very good friends. Of course, our office was in the building mm-hmm. where his office was, so I would see him every day. So probably two or three times a week when he was in town, we would have coffee together. And he would always tell me, Stan, you got to meet me when I was a nice man. He said, when I was young, I was a ruthless SOB, but you got to meet me when I was a nice man. And, you know, we did develop a special bond. Mm-hmm. And he would even give me tips, like he would say, you're not wearing that shirt to the annual dinner, are you? And I'd say, why? You have to wear a white shirt, and that collar is not starch enough. Take it down to Hutchinson's and get it starched. So he was just like, you know, like a grandfather, mentor, business person to me, and he was so generous with the chamber.
And I can't think of anyone that I know or knew who was more of an entrepreneur
locally
than Bill Morgan.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And look at the building, his first big endeavor is going to be the next year, Bank Center.
Mm-hmm.
His second big endeavor is Butler Health System Crossroads campus.
Yeah.
So he really did have an impact on the community in many, many ways. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And still
does. The what was originally Morgan Center, it's now owned by Next Year Bank, right?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have our branch there, and we've had that there for many years. But, again, like I said, September, October, we will move our whole operations center to the Next Year Center in downtown Butler.
Oh, so there'll be a lot more offices in there next mm-hmm. year.
It's going to be 90 new employees downtown Butler, so if you think you have to wait in line to get lunch now, wait till September.
and you know what? It's such a nice area just to peruse down the streets and, you know, look at all the, you know, the different storefronts.
Got Diamond Park next door.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
I'm looking forward to it. A lot of my friends work at the operations center, so they can come down, visit Stan, have coffee with me. So we're happy about them moving in there.
Yeah, wow, that's terrific.
And total renovation on the building, too. I mean, you wouldn't recognize it if you went in there. You would not recognize
it. And when's that switchover take place?
We're thinking late September, early October. So if you would like to have a tour, I'd be happy to personally invite you and tour you around. Nadine, you as well.
Absolutely. I'll take you up on that. Maybe I could do both tours at the same day.
There we go.
You can.
In walking distance.
Get a little walk-in.
It is in walking distance. Make sure it's a nice day, right?
Still time for, we're about a month away from the business dinner.
Time for the annual dinner, but I suggest, I mean, the reservations fill up fast. We are very strict about how many we put in that hall because it's a sit-down dinner. We want everybody to be served in a timely manner, bar, and the menu is always spectacular, creative. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come to that dinner, you better reserve now. We probably have 150, almost 200 seats sold already.
Call the Chamber?
Call the Chamber of Commerce. It's only $50. We have not raised the rate since I've been there, since 2003. It's just $50. We get a lot of sponsors. And so I believe in passing the generosity on.
Absolutely.
And the ladies' outing, we're still taking foursomes. You can call up until that Friday, mm-hmm. and the country club will squeeze you in. But 74 is a nice field.
That's a nice number.
I'm real happy with that. So we didn't know how it was going to work out moving it to the country club, but The women know the value of golfing and being pampered at the country club, so.
You might be able to play a slightly shorter tee box, but those greens, Nadine, are still going to be just as fast.
Thanks for the warning.
Just as fast, yes. Nadine Tripodi from Butler Technology with us here today.
And Dave, you're welcome to come out, have brunch or you know, something with us.
It's I cannot go to a golf course without playing golf, Sandy. Well, you should know
well,
that.
Bring your clubs. Come on.
Bring your clubs and we'll let you be a whatever.
You could be a tester.
You could be the golf pro. We'll make you be the golf pro.
Test the speed of the greens.
There you go.
Karen Brackett also with us. She's vice president of Next Year Bank, and Stan Kosciuszko, president of the Butler County Chamber. Nice to see you all today.
You know what? Nice, nice to see you.
Time flies. We're going to make the show an hour next year.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Which is lovely. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my niece, who's 13 today. So happy birthday, Iz.
How nice.
All righty.
She's a golfer, too.
And I want to thank you guys for continuing to host this talk show for us. We love it. It's a wonderful marketing tool. And I have so much fun being here with you.
Well, it's informative, and it's what we do here. So
thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Part of our mission, too. That wraps up our program for today. Hope you can be with us tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn, 12:30 tomorrow here on WISR.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680. The sun's